From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Obama to address terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama will focus on his top priority, keeping Americans safe, as he gives a rare address today from the White House Oval Office. With a preview is VOA's Ken Bredemeyer.
It's a very significant moment in American history. This attack in California last week is possibly the worst since 9/11. And the president wants to talk about the broader threat of terrorism, but also how the country intends to combat it, at the same time adhering to its commitment to justice, equality, and freedom. It is a moment when a lot of Americans are very afraid of what they see as being overtaken by Islamic State terrorists or their sympathizers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation continues to investigate what led to U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killing 14 people and wounding 21 at a gathering of local government workers. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for an explosion today in southern Yemen that killed the governor of Aden province and several of his bodyguards. The blast hit Governor Ghaffar Mohammed Saad's convoy as he traveled to his office in Aden City. Aden has been a key battleground in Yemen, where Houthi rebels took control of the capital, Sana'a, last year, before sweeping into Aden and forcing President Abd Rabbuh Mansur Hadi to flee to Saudi Arabia. Pro-Hadi forces, backed by Saudi-led airstrikes, later pushed the Houthis out of Aden. This is, from Washington, VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Assad said Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message which it said was from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. As Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad, in the message, Mansour refuted claims he was killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, one of the two languages spoken in Afghanistan, he repeatedly asserted that reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. Mansour said no such incident ever took place and he is safe and healthy. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression there are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. The Afghan government announced Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Some officials in Kabul claimed later that the Taliban chief had died of the injuries he suffered in Kuchlak, a small town near the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today rejected U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's warning that a collapse of the Palestinian Authority could have consequences for the security of Israel. Netanyahu told a cabinet meeting, Israel will not be a binational state, but in order to have peace, the other side needs to decide that it wants peace as well. And unfortunately, this is not what we are witnessing. He added that the Palestinian Authority is continuing incitement against Israel. Kerry's comments came during a forum at the Brookings Institution, where he said both sides need to renew efforts for peace talks. He condemned the months of Palestinian attacks on Israelis, as well as Israel's continued settlement construction on lands envisioned for a Palestinian state. French voters are going to the polls today to elect regional leaders in what is expected to result in gains by a far-right, some consider anti-Islamic party. The election comes as France remains under tight security following the November terrorist attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The draft document, coming after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to reduce the emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say that many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.